I wanted to mention this because I got to meet this young woman this weekend, with it being Veterans Day and Veterans Week. And I know you know this very well with your son. So it's a horrible stat. It's so 20 veterans commit suicide a day. And if you combine that with the over a million dogs that are euthanized a year, there's a huge problem. And I met this young woman this weekend, Heather Lane, who's a former vet student, now a veterinarian. Her brother served in the Marine Corps, sister served in the Army. And she got a passion for the benefit of the animal-human bond, which you and I know very well. And the huge purpose of the nonprofit that she created, VCAS, VCASCharity.org, which is the Veteran Companion Animal Services, that she started over a year ago, where the huge purpose, and you know this, when you're in the military and you have structure and support and you come home, unfortunately can be wiped away, that structure and that purpose. And this brings back essentially the buddy system that's created in the military. And she created a charity that helps veterans get placed with animals right here in Central Ohio. So they work with Adopt Rescue, and they work with a foster. And some of the dogs work with the prison program who are getting trained. But over the last year, they've placed several dogs with countless veterans who also take advantage of the free training that she offers. And people always ask you, like, how can I help? How can I help? If I can't adopt a dog, I still want to help. Well, here's how you help. You go to VCASCharity.org, VCAS Charity, and there are ways to volunteer and help. Go to events, try to collect donations and funds. Help raise supplies that would go to veterans and their animals. Crates, bowls, leashes, collars, toys, nail clippers, you get it. They already get food delivered right to the vets, so they don't need food. But I'm telling you, Torts, when I met her, how she's trying to enrich the lives of veterans and military families and dogs through the benefits of that human-animal bond and her being a vet and how much she gets it and knows about it. This is a group she created right here in Central Ohio, helping veterans get reestablished into civilian society and get an animal. And you know this because I remember that guy that you and I met that came to talk to your club about how his dog saved his life. And we have a girl right here in Central Ohio who's helping the situation.
Just great. That is just fantastic.
She's amazing. And her name is Heather Lane. Like I said, a former vet student, became a veterinarian, now a doc. And the power and benefit of the human-animal bond that she's helping with military and veterans that come home that need purpose and structure in their life, and how much a dog, having an animal to take care of and love, and will love you back. And so if you're a veteran or you know someone or you're a military family and you want to get some help or a dog or sign up, there's an application right on there. There's three little things you can click on. If you're a veteran and you're interested in applying for a dog, you click that and there's an application. If you're a military family, you're interested in applying for a dog, you click that. If you're someone that just wants to help veterans, helping animal charities, host a fundraiser, get involved, you can click volunteer, and you can help VCAS, VCASCharity.org. You can give a little bit, make a big impact. You'd be surprised at how far they can stretch a dollar. Torts, thanks, man. I hope you play well on Friday night and get a dub.
That's a great conversation at the end here. That just sounds fantastic, Anthony, and I appreciate it. Well, we're going to keep on trying to find our way here.
Yeah, we'll keep pushing. Thanks, Torts. Have a good rest of the week.
All right. Be well, guys.
Yep, there he is. John Tortorella, brought to you by Telhire Credit Union. Telhire Credit Union, making a generous donation every time Torts gives a call on Wednesdays at 2:30. Is to try to push this. Bob, 20 veterans a day commit suicide. And I'm telling you, I've met veterans that have dogs, and they all say it. This dog is keeping me going. It's giving me a purpose. It's giving me something to care and love for and giving me unconditional love back. So give a little bit. Find a way. People always ask me, I can't adopt a dog, or I have dogs, can't do it. How can I still help? This is why we're bringing these types of situations to you, so you can get fulfillment out of helping. VCASCharity.org.